This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. Right now, we are joined by four-time Port Adelaide Best and Fairest winner, two-time All-Australian and Port Adelaide Hall of Famer, Kane Corns.
Our next guest will be donning the gloves next week when he takes on Nathan Brown in The Gathering. And his opponent is talking himself up.
You and Kane, have you got him covered?
I believe so.
Please welcome, in the blue corner, Kane Corns.
Wowee, April 3, Titanium Arena. Man, are you ready?
What am I doing? lovely to be here. And
Corn!
Nice digs you've got here. Good production value with the intro. I like it. We've got to level up our game.
Don't you have production
We do, Bill. But JB, to answer your question, am I ready? I've been training hard, but I mean, it's a little bit like Bill trying to get a university degree in 8 weeks. Like that's what it's like. It is really difficult sport to master. I feel a little bit overwhelmed by it and a little bit nervous.
Come on, Nath.
Everyone wants me to get my head punched in, Bill.
They do. How do you feel about that? Everyone. There's not one person. I think your old man said,
I saw the giant on the weekend. He's looking good too. Great man. Big stud.
I spoke to him about it the other day and he said, you know, you're going to have to put on a bit of a show. You're going to actually have to have a crack because the fans want to see that. And I was like, yeah, I understand, but I literally don't know what I'm doing. So how do I feel about it? It's a bit overwhelming, to be completely honest.
And what about Chad? Chadwick. Is he your brother?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He's got muscles. He's big. He's got charisma.
He's looking angry on the interchange bench yesterday.
He fires up.
He was the one that said to me when I agreed to do this, he said, well, go and get yourself some training because you're hopeless and you don't know what you're doing. So I did, and I've been training hard, but does it make a difference? I'm not sure.
Someone who knows the square circle?
Yeah, someone who knows it pretty well. His name's Ollie Savage, Adelaide Fight Club, and it's been huge for me, former professional fighter. And the one that I've been training with is McLeod. Have you seen Andrew McLeod?
No.
And the way that I'll show you a picture in the break, but he's unbelievable. Muscle on muscle, there's veins popping out of him, and he's got a mean right hook. So bit of sparring with him, and he's been sorting me out.
But you'll be just running around. If you run around, because you're a marathon runner, how many rounds?
It's 4 2-minute rounds.
And just, that's 8 minutes. You can do that.
Well, that's what I said. When they said 4 2-minute rounds, like, it's 8 minutes. I'm going to hate every minute of it, but it's only 8 minutes, and it's done, it's over, and we can move on.
Now, I've done a lot of boxing training with Nath Brown.
Yeah.
He's the same bloke, Lukey Sulos. My wrist's buggered now, so I haven't done it for a while. But I know from doing a lot of it with him, Kane, that he's actually pretty bloody good. But that's pads.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to go when he's actually got to get out of the way of punches. But from a pad work point of view, he knows what he's doing.
I'll have to get some analysis from you, JP.
Well, don't ask me. No one knows less about the fight game, how to execute the fight game than me. But he's my understanding is he's been tearing the gym up. He's like, he's back to playing weight sort of stuff.
If he gets beaten, it'll be the biggest boil over ever, and no one will talk to Nate.
But you're on the same show, so how are you going with that bit?
Well, I don't know. I think you're both competitive, aren't you? Like, and once you can take and have a laugh out of it now and, you know, take the mickey out of each other, but once it gets in there and once one of us cops one in your head, I think you're going to be, pretty agitated by that. So I've got no idea how he's going to react, how I'm going to react, how the crowd's going to react. That's why it's kind of interesting the whole night. And there's some other big fights as well.
What's your song? What are you coming out to?
I don't know yet. They asked me that during the week and I haven't got back to them. Right. So I'll have to, if anyone's got a suggestion out there, send it through. But
what's a real something Corn? Anyway, we'll think of it.
Well, there's a band called Corn.
Daisy and Swanee.
Yeah.
Who are
we
mates.
Don't know what's going to happen there.
Don't know.
Well, Swanee's mad.
You'd think Swanee.
Yep.
You'd think that.
He's mad.
Daisy's a bit lighter. Mitch Robinson, Kane Pettifer. This would be a good one.
That's the serious one. Mm-hmm. So we're wearing 20-ounce gloves, and we had a safety briefing the other day at a press conference that we did, and so they explained safety's a priority, and 20-ounce gloves are pretty puffy, and they're like pillows and all this. They're still going to hurt. And then Mitch Robinson goes, I don't want to wear 20-ounce gloves. Oh, can we wear the 10s?
Ooh.
Like, he's mad.
Yeah,
Kane Pettifer's had three professional fights, and he knows what he's doing. So I think that's the fight of the night, and that's
and
the
heavyweights.
Yeah.
Anthony Rocker and Corey McKernan.
Big causer.
Big causer.
Well, we all get a bit worried, don't we? Because we saw Cam Mooney And so we all sort of watched and went, well, this is a bit of fun, and then realised pretty quickly for him it wasn't fun.
Big Belcho just
nailed him. Exactly. So you do need to know a bit about what you're doing.
Well, and that's the, I thought the backlash may have been a bit stronger in that space with concussion and everything that's going on. They assure us that safety is there and that the refs are there and all that. We've had full-on medicals and brain scans and blood tests and everything. It's been quite a process to actually get approval for this fight, but I understand if anyone's sitting there going, well, concussion in AFL is a big issue and these idiots are getting into the ring. I guess some things you do, you take a bit of a risk, and we are taking somewhat of a risk.
You're not a fighter, but
no, I'm not. No.
You're not a lover.
No. Well, that's the... I'm not a lover either, no.
what do you do, Kane? What do you do, Corn?
Well, it's... That's the thing that half excites me about it is getting completely out of your comfort zone. Yeah. Like, if you ever said to me you would be going in a boxing ring, I would have laughed at you. And so to do that and to have a physical challenge and get out of your comfort zone is something that's kind of exciting.
Well, The Gathering, JB, is live and exclusive on Stan Pay-Per-View Wednesday, April 3. So that's next Wednesday from 6 p.m. Go to stan.com.au/PPV to pre-order now.
Now, I need you to answer me a question, Kate. How long have we known each other?
A long time.
I reckon you were literally about 3 when we first met. I'm sitting on a plane. This is last year with a bloke. He says to me, why is it that Kane Corns appears to be desperate to be the least popular person in the AFL? I said to him, I've known Kane since he's 3. He's a beauty.
Yep.
His brother's a beauty. His old man's a beauty. He's nothing like the bloke you think you're talking about. But answer his question, because he was serious.
Why am I? Well, I don't.
No, that's what he said.
Yeah, you don't understand. I don't go out there to be disliked. I guess it's just, but I grew up watching Dad and KG. Right? So I did a traineeship at 5AA station in Adelaide.
So for people that don't know, they were the number one drive radio show in Adelaide for, 20 years?
Yeah, and they used to rate at 21 or something. Like, nah, so I grew up with that. And I don't know, my old man was quite combative. And
he used to throw bombs.
He was not afraid to be on the other side of the popular view. So I don't know whether it's that, but I watch football and I see things and I'm passionate about it and I just sort of say what I think. Now, do I get it right all the time? Absolutely not. Do I go 20% extra than I need to at times? Yes. And you reflect on that because it's a bit hard there, but you try and learn and do it a different way next time. But I traveled a bit overseas to America and consume a lot of the American sports and they just don't give a, they just don't care what people think about them. And then that was always what Dad had. He did not care what people thought about him. I won't say that I don't care what people think about me, but I'm better at being able to cope with the criticism and having an opinion and getting the backlash that comes with
it. By the way, mate, none of us get it right all the time. Not a single person. You get it wrong most of the time.
Every day.
How do you go? Because a lot of our job is dealing with footy departments. So is that, how do you go with that? I mean, obviously Port, you've got no problems, but with... You know, if you're in an airport and you run into Richmond or someone and you've had a crack at one of them, how do you go with that?
Trent Cotchin or someone. What to?
I'm talking about the, the footy managers and the coaches.
Yeah, you probably get maybe 5 or 6 angry calls from a coach per year. It's not that common, but I kind of enjoy it because it does. Sometimes they've read a headline or it's been quite combative or it's been a story that has been beaten up and we actually explain to them the context of how you said it. They're quite understanding. They're very defensive of their players, which I understand. And, you know, when I said the thing about Tim Taranto last year, Damien Hardwick rang me on a Saturday morning before a game and he was really defensive of Tim. And I sort of explained why I said it and we had it. So then you sort of move on from there. And sometimes it's not a bad thing to be able to have that discussion with them. Chris Fagan's great. He often rings and is upset or he's okay. So then you kind of build relationships from there. And then there's others that wouldn't give you the time of day and that's fine as well.
Trent Cotchin, he's in his 4th or 5th gig.
Come on, Bill.
And you're trying to have fun.
You've been on the footy show. You've been on Triple M for 30 years. Yeah. You've made a living out of
taking the piss
out of
each other.
And we take the mickey out of each other as well. So, I mean, hopefully we can see the light.
And Joel too.
No, well, Joel's, that was just a mediocre thing that Brownie had done with a toothbrush, and it was kind of funny. But the respect for those two, of course, what they've done is unbelievable. No one looks after them more.
But you know what happens? Their friends, you know, take it to heart more than what they do, don't they? And they'll have a crack at you.
Yeah, and you've
got the worst thing is when they don't hear it properly too. And the best question you say, did you actually hear me say that? And they go, no, but me mate told me.
And then you've just got to cop it back. Yeah, there'll be a response and there'll be a return serve and then you just cop it back. But in the end, it's the Sunday Footy Show, which you're a part of for longer than anyone, is an entertainment product. And once again, we don't always get it right, but I think most people enjoy the show.
Does it affect you sometimes? Do you think, geez, Kane, just pull up a bit. Come on, mate.
Yeah, I think there's a part of me that in 15 years I'd love to just to be anonymous and off social media and not working and travelling around. Obviously, there's some responsibilities that you've got to take care of, so that's not realistic at the moment. But in time, could I live without the headlines and live without the social media and the backlash? Absolutely. Yeah. And I hope one day, you know, Lucy and I are just doing something different and living a bit more of a quiet life.
No, it's good.
If you've got to own your space, whatever your space is.
And that's
you'd rather have that than a fence-sitting vanilla. Mm.
And you do have a lot of supporters, don't you, Kane? That's the other thing. You do have a lot of supporters.
I don't know. Like you hear,
no, you do.
Well, you may have. I think people probably go, okay, well, at least it's interesting, or at least it incites a reaction. I mean, that's the thing. You're watching the footy, and I'm watching the footy, and I react to something, like something a commentator said or a piece of play. I think that's what my commentary is designed to do, is get a reaction, positive or negative, and get people involved in the game to debate it. And anyone can ring me on the radio and debate it, and I'll have it out. And I love that. I love people having a crack and fighting back. So I'm happy to take people's calls, and they can tell me I'm an idiot or whatever, and I'll cop it and argue back.
Well, the V8 supercar driver loves it.
Oh, Bhagwana.
Hutchie.
Oh. Do you do everything he says? Like,
no.
Do this, Kane. Yes. Do this.
That's the other perception. Hutchie's
little puppet.
Not once. Can I just hand on heart? I'm pretty honest. But not once has he ever said to me, I need you to do this. He has said to me, you went too far there, and if I was you, I would just pull it back a little bit. But he's never wound me up to tell me to go and say something. So it's all on me. There's no blame on anyone else other than
we're blaming Hutchie.
Yeah, blaming.
We're fully blaming Hutchie. There's going to be all eyes on this fight.
All eyes on Nate Brown. If you can get in early and hit him on the nose, he'll go, oh, shit.
I feel like he's going to go hard early. Yeah. I think my endurance will stack up.
Yes.
But I think he's probably got a bit more power than me, so he might try and end things early. I've just got to hang in there and try and go the distance.
How do people get stuck into this, Rabbits?
The Gathering live and exclusive on Stan Pay-Per-View. Wednesday, April 3 from 6 p.m. Go to stan.com.au/PPV to pre-order now.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
On your corn.
We must thank Hutchie and SEM for letting Kane come in as
We had Brownie on Friday, so it's good.
Come on, Hutchie.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's a rush hour.
Come on, supercar.
Give me some of that popcorn chicken.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.